WCRI's festival series highlights one of our community's greatest musical traditions, the Newport Music Festival. Since 1969, the Newport Music Festival has hosted over 2,000 concerts in Rhode Island's most prestigious venues, while presenting world-renowned and emerging classical music artists from around the globe. The Newport Music Festival has left an indelible mark on our music history here in Rhode Island, as well as around the world. Now, here's host Mike Mano, along with the festival's executive director, Pamela Pantos.
Good evening, everyone. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Happy St. Patrick's Day, Pamela.
The Greek in me celebrates.
The Greek in you celebrates, while the Italian and French Canadian in me celebrate.
There we go.
Also, it's a time of year when people are usually in a good mood and things are nice and music plays a big part of it.
It does, absolutely.
And the Newport Music Festival is tonight's subject, and things that are going on there all the time, all year long. Had some great concerts this winter and some more exciting stuff coming up.
Absolutely, absolutely. Mike, as you know, one of my great joys in this position is to create, as you mentioned, exciting programming. And some of it, it has to be appropriate for each venue, right? So, for example, at the Chinese Tea House, we start with harp or string so that it's light at first thing in the morning. And, of course, in the Breakers, I get to really expand. Mm-hmm. And we are allowed to have concerts at the Blythewald Tent. So the Newport Music Festival has had a long relationship with Blythewald, that beautiful home, its gardens, for many years. And we perform in their permanent tent each summer. The acoustics are wonderful. You can see the water from your seat. And the entire experience has this true festive atmosphere to it. So the program we're discussing today is Of Birds and Beasts. I love this title. Mm-hmm. And it will take place on Wednesday, July 17th at 11 a.m. And a huge thank you to Cynthia Sinclair, a dedicated Newport Music Festival board member, for sponsoring this concert. The repertoire for this concert is by some of the greatest composers, and yet it is quite lighthearted in spirit. So the program begins with Rafe Vaughan Williams' Lark Ascending. And this has been transposed for string sextet. Really beautiful. So you have basically your solo violin and an accompaniment of five other string players. By now, some of our listeners will have noticed that I have a penchant for Vaughan Williams. I love his pieces.
Well, that's not bad.
He lived from 1872 to 1958, so he covered both world wars. And I think you hear that melancholy in his music. He led an entire group of English composers to really embrace their heritage and their folk songs and incorporate this unique sound into their compositions. The Lark Ascending is based on a poem written by George Meredith about the Song of the Skylark. So Vaughan Williams originally composed this piece in 1914 for violin and piano, and it premiered in 1920 in Bristol, the same year the composer rescored it for solo violin and orchestra. And many of our listeners may know that Vaughan Williams actually served in World War I. So he went away and then came back and I think gave a new dedication to his music, mm-hmm. you know, considering what he had
certainly
gone through.
Had a different outlook, I'm sure.
Exactly. So this piece is one of the most popular in the classical repertoire among British listeners, and it's beautiful. It's pastoral and yet devotional in feeling, and it's a gorgeous start to this program. So we're going to hear it in its orchestral form, but as I mentioned, this summer we'll be performing it as the sextet.
All right. It's a little bit lengthy. We'll get in as much as we possibly can, then take a short break and be more back with more of Pamela Pantos and the Newport Music Festival.
Thank you. Thank you.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, everyone. Welcome back to the Newport Music Festival's special presentation. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Pamela Pantos. Been listening to some beautiful music, and if you'd like to listen to some beautiful music this summer, you can go to the Newport Music Festival website and get your tickets now before they're gone.
Absolutely. So that is newportmusic.org. And as we've mentioned before, the website has a great deal of information. Or you can call the box office if you'd like at 401-849-0700.
Excellent. All right. Where do we go from here?
Well, we've had a skylark in this program, and now we are about to introduce two magpies. Actually, thieving magpies.
Magpies, as in Heckle and Jekyll.
Yes, as in Heckle and Jekyll.
Now, see, most people listening to this kind of music wouldn't think about that, but that's me. There you go.
There you go. You're right on the money, Heckle and Jekyll. This is the overture to Rossini's La Gazza Ladra, or Thieving Magpie, and I had the pleasure of singing this early Rossini opera myself and during my career, but now we hear the overture more than the opera itself. As I was telling you, Mike, the storyline is a little contrived. So.
Well, no more so than Heckle and Jekyll. So
oh, I thought, I don't think they were very funny. So we're going to perform this with two pianos, which is always a favorite with our audiences. Last summer we had dueling pianos, an entire program at Blythewald with two pianos on stage, and it was wonderful. So let's listen to Herbert von Karajan conduct the Berlin Philharmonic with the overture to La Gazza Ladra.
We'll be right back.
So I may not know a lot about Rossini or some other composers, but during that beautiful music, we did check it out, and Heckle and Jekyll
were anthropomorphic magpies.
There you go. See, so I was right.
Absolutely, as always, Mike, as always.
Magpies, all right. Where do we go from Heckle and Jekyll?
So we stay with the birds. This first half of the program ends with a remarkable piece, but we're going to add magic to the birds. The impresario Diaghilev and his Ballet Russe made a specialty of dancing pieces that were inspired by Russian folklore. So what Russian folklore in this period was sort of primeval Russian history, and it was an obsession of the moment. And the story of the Firebird was perfect for his company. So four different composers turned down his offer to write music to create a ballet until he got to Stravinsky. Now, Stravinsky was very young at the time, so he was eager to do a ballet score, and then history was made. Many years later, Guido Agosti was a close friend of Stravinsky's, and the composer allowed this pianist to transcribe the three last movements into a virtuoso piano composition that captures the colors of the entire orchestra. So we are going to play the piano reduction of the Firebird, and this piece will be played by Venezuelan pianist Christian Benitez, who will be making his festival debut, and we are thrilled that this fabulous musician is joining us this summer. I've spoken with Christian and heard his playing. It's absolutely phenomenal. So let's listen to the Dance Infernal movement, here played by Jenny Lin.
We will do that and take a short break and be back with more.
Thank you.
We are back. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Pamela Pantos, and neither one of us is Irish, but we're celebrating St. Patrick's Day.
Absolutely.
What are you supposed to say? Aaron Gobra, something like that. I don't know.
I'll leave that to you.
Okay.
So again, if you want to purchase tickets for this wonderful concert or any others, please go to our website at newportmusic.org or call the box office at 401-849-0700. So the second half of this program finally introduces to the birds that we've had some animals, hence okay. of birds and beasts. We perform Saint-Saëns' Carnival of the Animals in its entirety with full ensemble. So I created this program to be joyous, but as you've heard, much of the music is quite challenging. That firebird is devilish to play. The program is intended for adults, so if you have a child in your life with whom you'd like to, or to whom you'd like to introduce the Carnival of the Animals, please join the Newport Music Festival on Tuesday, July 16th at 6 p.m. on the lawn of the Newport Art Museum for one of our free family concerts. So we're doing the Carnival of the Animals in its entirety on that Tuesday afternoon
okay.
so that kids can come and jump up and down and have a good time.
Right.
And we'll include the entire carnival.
Okay.
So let's end our program this evening with as much of the carnival as we can play. And thank you again to Cynthia Sinclair for her generosity in making this beautiful concert possible.
We will do that. We'll listen to as many pieces as possible and see you next time.
Thank you for listening to WCRI's Festival Series featuring the Newport Music Festival. For more information on the festival, special seasonal concerts, to purchase tickets, or to donate, call 849-0700 or visit newportmusic.org.